主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上来谈一谈改装隐藏者的哀歌。
And tonight we will study the topic, a lamentation of those who disguise to hide their identity.
在这个社会，我们在做有些人在做一些事情的时候，是不希望暴露自己的身份的。
And in the society, when some people do certain tasks, they do not need to reveal their identity.
在美国这个社会，在西方，其实在西方这个社会很注重隐私权，很多事情，许多人都不愿意让自己的身份曝光。
And especially in Western society, many people do things without revealing their identity.
那在这个电脑的时代里面，这种事情其实是越来越明显。
And this kind of practice is more and more apparent with the advent of technology and computers.
以前有些人行善事是不愿意让自己的身份让人知道的，所以他默默的行善。
And in the past, when people didn't want other people to know what they were doing, they would do so secretly.
所以你这也是神的主耶稣的教导，事实上是应该要这样做的。
This is God's teaching for us.
也就是行善的时候，我们不要去张扬，我们要默默的行。
And God's teaching for us is that when we do good, we should do so secretly.
但是有些事情我们却不能这样做。
But there are other circumstances where we cannot act like this.
我们在网络上可能都曾经收到有一些匿名的email 或者是信件。
And when we are on a computer, we may receive some spam email.
就是说不知道是谁寄的，但是就是怎么样，就是反正寄到你的账号来了。
In other words, we don't know who sent it to us, but somehow it came into our inbox.
那你也不知道这个对方是谁。
And we have no idea who the sender was.
所以有人刻意要隐藏自己的身份，但是他所做的事情却不是所谓的善事。
And so there are people out there who want to hide their identity, but they do not do good.
那特别在面对一些真的很明显的事情的时候，比如说面对征战。
And in some more apparent circumstances, like in war.
其实在征战的时候，很重要的是要让自己的身份很清楚，不可以隐藏。
In war, it is very important to be very obvious with your identity.
因为战争就是敌我分明的。
Because in warfare, it is very apparent what side you are on.
所以通常这个有时候在战场上呢，一般来说呢，古时候的战争就是要知道你是谁，我是谁这样子。
So in ancient warfare, it was very important to know who was who.
那当然，这个事情其实是蛮复杂的，就是一个人为什么要隐藏他的身份，是有很多原因的。
And of course, the situation is very complicated, and there are several reasons why someone may want to conceal their identity.
最近小弟在读这个列王的历史，在犹大，特别在犹大列王的这些记载里面呢，发现。连王呢都会想要改变他的身份，不敢让人知道他的王的身份呢。
And recently, I've been reading First and Second Chronicles, where certain kings wanted to hide their identities.
在犹大以色列犹大国的历史里面呢，有三个王啊曾经这样做过。
And in Israel and Judah's history, there were three kings who concealed their identities.
他们曾经都在战场上想要改变他们的身份。
And these three kings in the warfare wanted to conceal and change their identities.
那所以他们刻意的改变他们的装扮。
And so they would purposely change their outer appearance.
然后在战场上，他们想要借这个方式呢，也许可以得到什么好处。
And in this way, they wanted to reap some sort of good benefits.
但是最后，他们却都很不幸的战死在战场上了。
But in the end, they died fighting in the war.
那他们的死亡对当时候的国民来说呢，国家来说都是一个损失。
And to their nation at the time, their death was considered a great loss.
所以有很多人呢，有些人就为他们写哀歌。
And so there were people who would write lamentations for them.
那所以呢，在这个历史当中呢，这就是变成一个见解。
And so in history, this was considered a lesson.
那对我们今天来说，我们要从历史里面得教训呢。
And for us today, this is something that we can learn from.
那所以，这个为什么一个人需要他要改装上阵，想要改变他的身份到战场上去面对敌人
？And why would someone want to conceal their identity, fighting the war, and approaching their enemy?
我们如果从他们的结果看来哦，就是 这样的结果其实都是悲剧收场的。
If we examine their ending, we will see that their ending was very sad.
然后，那我们现在如果看到他们，想想自己，我们是否曾经在这个属灵的战场上也曾经想要隐藏自己的身份呢？
And we, if we think about ourselves, have we wanted to conceal our identity in the spiritual warfare?
那其实我们如果真的勇敢地表明我们的身份呢，其实这个结果会完全不一样的。
Because if we bravely show our identity, our ending will be very different.
我们不要因着我们个人的想法，或者是因着我们的个人的坚持、自己的意见呢，而有这种想要改变、隐藏身份的想法。
We cannot use our own thinking and logic to conceal and change our identities.
不要想说，因为我不想让人家知道我是主耶稣的门徒，而能够去做一些很自由的做一些好像不太好的事，然后最后其实也会受，因为这样受亏损。
And we cannot choose to hide our identity as belonging to God, because in the end we will not, we will suffer as well.
我们先来看第一个王，我们先看历代志下第三十五章。
If we look at the first king, in Second Chronicles chapter 35,
要从犹大王的后面的来谈起。
We will look from the history of Judah.
历代志下三十五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 35.
我们请看第二十节。
Verse 20.
这是犹大王约西亚的故事。
And this is the story of the king of Judah named Josiah.
二十节说，这事以后，约西亚修完了殿，有埃及王尼哥上来，要攻击靠近伯拉河的加基米斯，约西亚出去抵挡他。
Verse 20, after all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish by the Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him.
那这个是约西亚王他最后，他生命最后的一件事情。
And this was the last event in the life of King Josiah.
他要去抵挡埃及王尼哥。
He was to fight against the king of Egypt, Necho.
那时候这个埃及王呢，尼哥呢带领大军呢，要从埃及上到伯拉河边的加基米斯去跟巴比伦征战。
And at the time, Necho, king of Egypt, wanted to cross Carchemish by the Euphrates to fight against Babylon.
那这件事情其实就是我们上个礼拜嘉玲查经耶利米书四十六章的事情。
And this is what we studied last week during Bible study.
就是最开始的那一件事。
And it was the
就是先知所预言的那个。
And it was the first prophecy that was stated.
就是在耶利米书四十六章所记载的，我们如果有查经，我们就看到。
And it is recorded in
耶利米书四十六章。
Jeremiah chapter 46.
那我们现在要了解一下他这个背景，因为这个是约西亚王，也是他死亡的原因呢。
And we need to understand the background because this is the reason why Josiah died.
那约西亚这一个王他是很特殊的，在犹大的历史里面、啊、他被这个作者一直强调他是一个好王。
And King Josiah was very special because in this book he was recorded as a very good king.
他其实一生可以做，他可以，神已经应许他一生呢要平安的离世的。
And in actuality God had said Josiah would live a very peaceful life.
因为他做了一些真的是蒙神喜悦，而且是连众人都会称赞说，这个人真的是行神眼中看为正的王。
Because he lived a life that was pleasing to God and in man's eyes, did good.
我们现在先看一下约西亚王三十四章，看历代志下三十四章。
If we look at Second Chronicles chapter 34,
简单来看一下他的一生。
We will quickly look over his life.
第一节是说他八岁的时候啊。就做王了，在耶路撒冷登基做王三十一年。
Verse 1, it says that Josiah was a king of Jerusalem for 31 years when he was 8 years old.
啊，所以他一共活39岁。
And so he lived to be 39 years old.
那第二节是他一生的总结，行神眼中看为正的事，效法他祖先大卫所行的，不偏左右。
And verse 2 is the conclusion of his life, which was he did right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David.
但是他很可惜，他英年早逝，他39岁就死了。
But it is very pitiful that he died when he was only 39 years old.
但是他已经做王做31年了，其实已经做蛮久的了。
But he had already been king for 31 years, which is fairly a long time.
但是如果按照他所行，他一生所行的，他其实继续当王可以当很久。
But if he continued to did right in the sight of the Lord, he could have been king for a very long time.
犹大王有一个王当了55年了。
There was king of Judah who was king for 55 years.
但是这个王很可惜，当了那么久，但是最后其实当然后面他改变，前半生他是做了很多得罪神的事情。
But it was very pitiful that this king betrayed God in his life.
一个王如果做王五六十年都是行神眼中看为正的事，那这个国家就真的得福气了。
And if a king was reigned as king for 50 some years and did what was right in the Lord, then their nation was very prosperous.
大卫跟所罗门他们都各当王当了40年。
And King David and Solomon were both king for 40 some years.
那个大卫王当四十年，当然最后他的结果呢，其实因为他得罪神，后面也不太好。
And even though David was a good king, towards the end of his reign, he did not do good in God's eyes.
所罗门王做王做四十年，最后他还是拜偶像，最后国家也是就国力就一直衰退了。
And the same with King Solomon, he was king for 40 some years, but towards the end of his life, he worshipped idols.
但这个王，这个约西亚王，他做王31年里面呢，其实他的所作所为都基本上都是合神心意的。
But King Josiah, who was king for 31 years, his actions for the most part was good and right in the sight of the Lord.
第三节圣经特别说，他做王第八年的时候，虽然还很年轻了，他就寻求神了。
And verse 3 says that in the eighth year of his reign, even though he was quite young, he began to seek God.
所以就是说他16岁的时候，他就真的开始懂得要寻求神。
So when he was only 16 years old, he understood that he had to seek God.
我们现在想，一定要先了解一个八岁当王的人呢，他一定旁边有很多人在帮助他的。
And we have to understand that if a king is king at 8 years old, he must have many people at his side who are helping him.
他身边有一些真的敬畏神的祭司，那个他旁边的这个大臣呢，帮他在管理国家。
And we must understand that there are judges who fear the Lord that are helping him rule the nation.
但是到他圣经说他到12年的时候啊，他就开始洁净犹大跟耶路撒冷，要除掉丘坛、木偶、雕刻的像跟铸造的像。
Verse 3, it says, in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, carved images, molded images.
也就是说，他在二十岁的时候，就是真的他可以真正的掌握权力、统管国家的时候，他就开始进行除偶像、洁净整个犹大全国的这个。
In other words, when he was only 20 years old, when he had the power and authority to rule the nation, he began to purge the idols.
因为他的父亲亚门呢，这个就是一个很恶的王。
Because his father Amon was an evil king.
因为那个第33章的21节就讲那个他父亲亚门的事啊。
And in chapter 33:21, it talks about his father Amon.
他的父亲哦，真的是犯了很多罪。
And his father was very evil and sinful.
那但是这个约西亚王哦，他现在哦寻求神以后，他就开始把这些偶像啊，这些神不喜悦的这个事情都把它除掉了。
But as for Josiah, when he began to seek the Lord, he began to purge the idols.
然后他又做了一件非常重要的。
And he also did something that was very important.
这个在第五节这里所记载，我们现在看第四节。
Let's turn to verse 4.
众人在他面前拆毁巴利的坛，砍断坛上高高的日像，又把木偶和雕刻的像，并铸造的像打碎成灰，撒在祭偶像人的坟上。
Verse 4, they broke down the altars of the Baals in his presence, and the incense altars which were above them he cut down. The wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images he broke in pieces and made dust of them and scattered it on the graves of those who had sacrificed to them.
第五节特别说，将他们祭司的骸骨烧在坛上，洁净了犹大跟耶路撒冷。
Verse 5, he also burned the bones of the priests on their altars and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem.
约西亚王的这个动作，其实是应验300年前呢，神借着一位神人所预告的。
And the actions recorded in 4 and 5 of Josiah was prophesied 300-400 years ago.
也就是说，约西亚这个人的出现，其实早在300年前哦，神就已经先指定好的。
What this means was that Josiah's actions and his life was already prophesied 300 years ago.
我们看一下这个他身份真正的应验，看在列王记上第13章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 13.
列王记上 First King.
First Kings chapter 13.
列王记上十三章。
First Kings chapter 13.
十三章第一节。
First Kings chapter 13 verse 1.
十三章第一节。那时有一个神人奉神的命从犹大来到伯特利，耶罗波安正站在坛旁要烧香。第二节。
Verse 2.
神人奉神的命向坛呼叫说，坛啊坛啊，神如此说，大卫家里必生个儿子，名叫约西亚，他必将秋坛的祭司，就是在你上面烧香的，杀在你上面，人的骨头也必烧在你上面。好，那这一段呢，就是这个就是圣经里面有关于约西亚的预言，三百年前就已经讲好，其实是两百九十年以前。
And this passage was a prophecy of Josiah that was stated 300 some years ago.
那这个就是，你看，他将来要做的工作就是要把这些坛啊，那个拜偶像这些坛啊，神不喜悦的坛，把它毁了，然后把那个祭司啊，那个骨头啊，把它烧在这个坛上面，把它毁了。
And the prophecy was that he will sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense, and the men's bones shall be burned.
那他约西亚在他在二十岁做王第十二年的时候，他开始做洁净整个国家的工作，包括他把这个工作延伸到北国以色列去了。
In the 12th year of Josiah's reign, when he was 20 years old, he began doing so, and he did so even up to the northern kingdom.
他当时是南国的王，但是北国基本上已经灭了，被由亚述国灭掉了。
And he was the king of the southern kingdom, but even up to the northern kingdom, the idols were purged there.
所以当时候那个南北国的界限已经模糊了，因为北国现在是属于亚述帝国的。
And so at the time, the boundary between the northern and southern kingdom was unclear.
然后我们现在看到这个王他洁净了犹大耶路撒冷以后他现在把那个洁净的工作延伸到以色列地区，耶稣那个历代记下三十四章的第六节到第七节啊。
And from verse 6 and verse 7, we see that he purged the land of Israel and Jerusalem.
那个三十四章的第六节说，马拿西、以法莲、西缅、拿弗他利各城和视为破坏之处都这样行了。
Verse 6 says he did in the cities of Manasseh, Ephraim, Simeon, as far as Naphtali, and all around with axes.
这个都是在不是在他的国家范围里面的。
And these cities were not in his kingdom.
然后第七节说，拆毁祭坛，把偶像雕刻的日像都打碎，打砍断以色列遍地所有的日像，就回耶路撒冷去了。
And verse 7 says he broke down the altars, beat the carved images, and cut down the incense throughout the land of Israel, and then he returned to Jerusalem.
所以他基本上做了一个洁净以色列全境的这个工作，从犹大从北边到南边都把那个偶像啊、秋坛那个这些日像都把它毁坏了。
And so Josiah purged all the idols from the northern and the southern kingdom.
然后从第八节开始到第十三节呢，这是在讲他洁净修理圣殿的事情。
And from verse 8 to verse 13, it shows how he repaired the temple.
第十三四章的第八节是他做王第十八年的时候，他净地净殿之后，然后就差人要去修理神的殿了。
And in verse 8, in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land of the temple, he wanted to repair the house of the Lord.
哦，所以他这个基本上他这个修理圣殿的工作是他自己发起来的。
And so his action of repairing the house of the Lord, was prompted by himself.
这件事情在公元前622年发生的。
And this occurred in.
就是622年。
In 600, the year 620, too.、
哦、就是。B.C. 622年、哦、这个他开始修理圣殿了。
And in B.C. 622, it was when he began to repair the house of the Lord.
那约西亚王是从公元前640年开始当王的。
And Josiah became king in B.C. 640.
然后他现在做完这个圣殿的工作，基本上他也是一样、哦、他像那个西西家王一样，像大卫、所罗门时代一样，都让那个祭司、利未人来负责这个工作。
And when Josiah repaired the temple, he did so in the way of King Solomon and David. He allowed the high priest to do it.
好，那我们现在来看接下去第三件大事情，就是他、哦、在这个修理圣殿的时候，意外的发现了神的律法书。
And the third great part of his life is when he discovered the book of law.
他当他听到了神的律法书读出来在他耳中的时候，他的反应，他的态度了。
And what is most important is his reaction to hearing the book of law being read to him.
14节，从三十四章十四节到二十八节呢，这个大段落都在讲他得到这本律法书之后他的作为。
And verses 14 to 28 describes his reaction to hearing and receiving the book of the law.
我们现在看第十四节。
Let's turn to verse 14.
他们将奉到神殿的银子运出来的时候，祭司希勒家偶然得了摩西所传神的律法书。
14. Now when they had brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses.
然后呢，那这本律法书呢，看起来应该是生命记，然后一定有包括生命记在里面的。
And this book of the law seemed to include the book of Deuteronomy.
好，第十五节，希勒家这个祭司呢，就把他交给这个书记沙番，说：“我在神的殿里面得了这本律法书。”
And in verse 15, Hilkiah gave the book of the law to the scribe Shaphan.
哦，然后第十六节就是这个书记沙番呢，就把书拿到王那里，然后读要读给王听的哈。
And verse 16, the scribe Shaphan carried the book of the law to the king to read to him.
好，我们现在看第十八节。
Now let's look at verse 18.
书记沙番又对王说：“祭司希勒家递给我一卷书。”沙番就在王面前读那书。
And Shaphan, the scribe, told the king, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book, and Shaphan read it before the king.
第十九节是王听见律法上的话，就撕裂衣服。
And verse 19, when the king heard the words of the law, that he tore his clothes.
也就是说，当下他马上有一个很直接的反应。
And what this shows is that immediately he had a reaction.
因为一定读到了神的祝福跟咒诅。
Because Shaphan the scribe read about God's blessings and judgment.
那在《申命记》二十八章里面很清楚的记载。百姓如果遵守神的诫命，会有什么祝福？如果违背了、离弃神，有什么咒诅
？And Deuteronomy 28 it very clearly states the blessings and the repercussions of what would happen if they obey God.
所以当时候王听到以后，马上觉得哇，我们的国家真的没有照神的律法来生活。
And so in verse 19, when the king heard this, he realized that his nation did not live according to God's ways.
所以他撕裂衣服的动作其实表示他本身的那种悲伤，对在神面前的亏欠。
And so he tore his clothes to show his repentant heart towards God.
他马上反省他自己的缺点。
And he immediately reflected on his weaknesses.
他马上想到神会因为这样发怒惩罚他的国家。
And he immediately realized that God would be angry and punish his kingdom.
所以第二十一节啊。
And so in verse 21,
他说：“你们去为我、为以色列跟犹大剩下的人，以这书上的话求问神，因为我们列祖没有遵守神的原意，没有照这书上所记的去行，神的烈怒就倒在我们身上了。”
21. Go inquire of the Lord for me and for those who are left in Israel and Judah concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out on us because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do according to all that is written in this book.
他那时候王马上派了五个人、哦、要去求问先知。
And so in verse 22, the king sent five people to consult the prophet.
那这个女先知叫做户勒大。
And the prophetess was called Hulda.
哦，那这个户勒大，他当时特别跟他说他是谁的，很清楚他的身份呢。
And Hulda's status and identity was very clear.
那所以现在这个先知呢，就传讲神的信息了。
And so the prophets spoke the word of the Lord.
他约西亚他这样做目的就是要祈求神的怜悯，知道他说他应该要怎么改变。
And Josiah in doing so wanted to seek God's mercy and to realize how he needed to change.
二十三节是这个女先知对他们的回答，神的信息。
And verse 23 was Hulda the prophet's answer to them.
第二十四节，神这样说：“我必照着犹大王面前所读那书上的一切咒诅。”降祸给这地跟其上的居民。
Verse 24, the Lord said, "Behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants, all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah."
神是公义的，神讲过的审判一定会实现。
And God is a just God, and the judgments that He has mentioned will indeed occur.
二十五节说，因为他们离弃我，向别的神烧香，用他们的手所做的来惹我发怒，所以我的怒愤怒跟火会倒在这地上，总不熄灭。
25, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore, my wrath will be poured out on this place and not be quenched.
这是神对这个国家、这个土地的居民的惩罚。
And this was the Lord's punishment to the people of the nation.
但是二十六节他说，然而差你们到来求问神的犹大王、哦、你们要这样子跟他说、哦。
However, in 26 it says, But as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, in this manner you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord of God of Israel.
他说主以色列的神这样讲了，至于你所听见的话，27节，就是你听见我指着这地和吉上居民所说的话，你便心里敬服，在我面前自卑，撕裂衣服，向我哭泣。因此我应允了你，这是我神说的。
27, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and against its inhabitants, and you humbled yourself before me and you tore your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you.
这个王的心在神面前是很柔软的，是很谦卑的。
And King Josiah's heart in the presence of God was tender and humble.
你看他在神面前撕裂衣服向神哭泣。
Because in the presence of God, he tore his clothes.
哦，所以他说、哦、神他说我应允了你了，我应允你所求的。
And God told him that he had heard his words.
第二十八节，我必使你平平安安的归到坟里哦，到你列祖那里，我要降给这地的跟其上居民的一切灾祸，你不至于亲眼看见呢。
And 28, God said to him, Surely I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place and its inhabitants.
神对这个王特殊的恩典。
And this was God's special grace to this king.
因为他真的在神面前很谦卑。
Because truly in the presence of God, he humbled himself.
他也承认国家的错误。
And he admitted the wrongs of his nation.
那主要就是因为他之前他不知道神的律法。
And
不完全明白。
It was because before he did not fully understand the laws of God.
你看那个律法书照理说是应该他当王的时候就要交给他的。
And because it was because the book of the law was supposed to be given to the king as soon as he became king.
但是这个律法书竟然是藏在圣殿的一个角落里面，没有人想到这要去把它找出来啊。
But this book of the law was hidden in the temple, and no one thought to retrieve it.
等到他当王已经当了第十八年了，他那时候才发现呢、啊。
And it wasn't until his 18th year of reign as king did he discover the book of the law.
所以他觉得说啊，我们真的是得罪神。
And it was until then that he realized that his nation had sinned against God.
这个人真的是一个好王。
And this king was indeed a good king.
他会认罪，会在神面前祈求赦免。
Because he recognized their sins and in the presence of God asked for forgiveness.
那神也真的就给他怜悯，神也应许要给他平安。
And God indeed gave him mercy and promised to give him peace.
然后接下来第四件大事就是他跟王一起，他身为王，他跟百姓一起立约。
And the fourth major event was that the king created a covenant with his people.
你看他现在接下来召聚所有的犹大跟耶路撒冷居民哦，众长老来到神的殿面前。
And in verse 29, the king sent and gathered all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem to the house of the Lord.
又把居民哦，耶路撒冷居民呢，祭司、立位人，所有的百姓，通通把他召聚来了。
And also all the men and all the inhabitants and the priests and the Levites.
然后第三十一节。
In verse 31,
他们在神面前就立约，要尽心尽性的顺从神，要遵守他的诫命、法度、律例，要成就这书上所记的约言。
The king made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments with all his heart and all his soul.
然后呢，第三十三节，最后他们说，他们要一生都要跟从神，绝不离开神了。
And in verse 33, they made a covenant to serve the Lord their God all the days of their life.
当然，他们就是要把这个偶像全部把它除尽，就是现在专心跟从神。
And what this meant was that they would purge all the idols and wholeheartedly follow God.
我们就看到这个王哦，到目前为止所做的事情，真的让这个整个国家。整个那个心都全部改变了。
And we see that the actions of this king allowed his entire nation to change their hearts.
他们现在专心的跟从这位神哦。
And now, they wholeheartedly followed their Lord.
百姓跟他一起立约，所以他们现在大家是走同样的路了。
And the inhabitants of his nation was created a same covenant with him, and they followed on the right path together.
接下来另外一件大事就是第三十五章所记载的，他们这一次所非常隆重盛大的逾越节。
And in chapter 35, the fifth major event is that they kept the Passover.
那其实这一次的逾越节真的是空前绝后的。
And this Passover was
就是以前没有发生过，以后也没有了。
And this Passover was an event that hadn't happened before and would not happen thereafter.
在以色列百姓的历史里面，这是唯一的一次。
And in the history of the Israelites, it was the only time.
就是它的盛大的程度，百姓他们欢乐的程度，这是真的是唯一的。
And so the magnitude of this Passover was the one and only.
是包括在大卫的年代，在所罗门年代，甚至在西西家王年代里面，都没有办法，这次都特殊超越的。
And this Passover surpassed the, even the times of King David and King Solomon.
我们如果去看他们这个逾越节这个时候所献的祭啊，多少祭物几只啊，然后那个场面，你把它想一想看啊。
And if we take a look at all the offerings that were offered during the Passover,
真的是没有这样子所过的。
And it was truly unsurpassed.
而且说都是按照律法书上所记载的，每一步都照着行的。
And moreover, it followed exactly the book of the law.
哦，日期也一样。西西家王那日守逾越节的时候，那日期不一样。
And even the dates of the Passover during the time of King Josiah was exactly the same.
哦，啊，因为在西西家王、黑子开亚那个时代哦，因为他们准备来不及，所以有一次逾越节是在一个月之后才守的，慢了一个月。
Whereas in King Hezekiah, when they kept the Passover, the dates were wrong and they were behind a month.
我们来看他的这个结论，第三十五章十八节。
If we look at chapter 35, verse 18.
自从先知撒母耳以来，在以色列中没有守过这样的逾越节，以色列诸王也没有守过。像约西亚、祭司、利未人在那里的犹大人和以色列人以及耶路撒冷居民所守的逾越节。
The conclusion was there had been no Passover kept in Israel like that since the days of Samuel the prophet, and none of the kings of Israel had kept such a Passover.
这是从先知撒母耳以后的所有的历史里面，这是一次最盛大的。
And from the time of the prophet Samuel to the time of Josiah and after, there was no Passover like this.
所以这个在犹大国已经是历史的末端，其实已经是很黑暗的时代里面，竟然出现了一个这个这么完美的一个高潮啊！
And it was in the darkness of the days of Judah that there came a Passover that was so perfect.
那他这个王本来哦，他这个历史的作者给他下一个非常完美的结论。
And Josiah was to have a very perfect ending to his life.
我们来看一下这一节《列王记下》二十三章。
If we turn to Second Kings chapter 23.
《列王记下》二十三章，这是《列王记》的作者给他的评语。
And if we turn to Second Kings chapter 23,
我们看第二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十三章二十五节，在约西亚以前，没有王向他尽心、尽性、尽力地归向神，遵行摩西的一切律法；在他以后，也没有兴起一个王向他的。
Verse 25. Now before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, nor after him did any arise like him.
在他以后的王就不用讲了，因为再过二十几年之后，他的国家就灭掉了。
And the kings after him we don't even have to speak of, because after him 20 some years, his nation was destroyed.
但是在他之前的王哦，你看，包括约西西家王，包括约沙法王之前的由这个所罗门王。在这个历史作者的手上，他们都觉得说约西亚超越他们了。
And in the view of the author, King Josiah surpassed even King Hezekiah and King Solomon.
因为从他那个从小就会懂得寻求神，然后他在神面前那个柔软的心态，以及面对罪恶的那种悔改的心呢、啊，真的没有一个王跟他像他这样子完美、啊。
Because King Josiah knew to seek after the Lord at such a young age and knew to have a tender heart in front of God.
那而且他又真的立志哦，要遵守神的律法典章，跟百姓一起全民一起来的。
And moreover, King Josiah knew to create a covenant with his inhabitants, to create a covenant with God.
但是很可惜，这个王哦，就是因为有一点没有想通。
But it was very pitiful that for this king, there was one thing that he didn't do right.
这个有时候我们人的一生如果做错一件事情、哦、就把所有的有时候就让这个事情本来是很完美的，就变成有个污点在那里。
And sometimes in one person's life, if we do something wrong, it will ruin the course of our entire life.
那当然了，没有一个人是真的完全的。
And of course, nobody is complete or perfect.
那因为事情也没办法再回转，但是我们总是看到历史给我们的见解。
And of course, we cannot go back and change the course of history, but we can observe things as they happened.
因为这个王他如果能够再多做久一点，他以 犹大国的历史可能就不太一样。
And if Josiah was to be king for a little bit longer, the history of Judah perhaps would be a little bit different.
当然，我们现在在讲这件话、这件事情的时候，是已经不可能这样做的了。
And of course, right now as we are studying this, this would no longer happen.
但是我们现在是从他这个王的身上要看到我们对我们自己本身的这个教训跟意义。
But from King Josiah's life, we can learn a lesson and the meaning.
在历代志下三十五章特别很详细的记载这个王死的经过。
And 2 Chronicles 35 particularly states how Josiah died.
列王记下二十三章对他的死就很简单的一节就描述过了。
And chapter 35 explains his.
就是列王记下的二十三章，列王记。就对他的死很简单的描述。
And 2 Kings chapter 23 very simply describes his death in one verse.
但是历代志里面特别写得很清楚，而且特别指出了问题所在。
But 2 Chronicles 35 states the reason of his death very clearly.
那这个问题就是出在于现在这个埃及王呢，要来去要走过他的国家，到伯拉大河去跟巴比伦征战。
And the problem arose when the Necho, the king of Egypt, was going through Carchemish by the Euphrates to go to Babylon.
那其实这个战役本身，埃及王基本上不是要去攻打犹大王，他对跟这个约西亚王一点关系都没有。
And in actuality, the king of Egypt did not want to fight against the king of Judah.
当时候历史是亚述帝国、哦、已经到最后一个王已经很衰败了。
And at the time.
亚述帝国 Assyria.
Assyria was already in very dire circumstances.
那个巴比伦王帝国已经兴起来了。
And Babylon was becoming very strong.
那所以巴比伦那个时候已经攻占了那个伯拉大河的北边，就是以色列国境的北边那个哈兰地，整个哈兰地被巴比伦王占领。
And the Babylonians were starting to occupy the land by the Euphrates.
好，那然后那个时候亚述王、哦、要重新想要从巴比伦王手中把他夺回来。
And the king of Assyria wanted to obtain that land back to himself.
所以有个大战。
And so at the time there was warfare.
然后那个埃及王尼哥、哦、他特别从南方北上要去支援亚述帝国对抗巴比伦。
And so Necho, king of Egypt, came from the south and wanted to battle against Babylon.
那从南方要上到北方去，要经过犹大国以色列地吗？
And to travel from the north to from the south to the north, he had to pass by Carchemish by the Euphrates.
那这个时候的这个犹大王啊，这个约西亚啊，他出来要跟埃及王打战。
And so the king of Judah, Josiah, came out and wanted to fight against the king of Egypt.
他去抵挡，他是不让他过，他要跟他打。
He wanted to fight against him and would not let him pass.
第二十一节。
And verse 21.
这是埃及王差遣使者去见约西亚说，犹大王啊，我跟你何干呢、啊？我今日来不是要来攻打你哦，乃是要去攻击与我征战之家，并且神吩咐我速行，你不要干预神的事，免得他毁灭你，因为神是与我同在的。
Verse 21, what have I do with you, king of Judah? I have not come against you this day, but against the house with which I have war, for God commanded me to make haste. Refrain from meddling with God, who is with me, lest he destroy you.
我们如果来看看这个埃及王所说的话、啊、
And if we look at what the king of Egypt said,
他现在特别派使者来跟他说、哦、你不要管，因为这件事情我不是来打你的，跟你没有事啊。
He particularly sent messengers to tell King Josiah that he has nothing to do with him.
那因为我现在不是要来跟你打仗，所以呢，那个这件事情我要上去跟巴比伦王打仗，是神吩咐我这样做的啦。
Because he did not want to wage war against Josiah, but against the Babylon which God told them to.
所以你不要干预神的事情哦。
And so he told Josiah not to meddle with God.
哦，免得神毁灭你啦。
Lest God destroy him.
因为神是与我同在的。
Because he said that God was with him.
那所以那时候，这个时候这一句话出自这个埃及王的口啊，这个对约西亚王听起来一定觉得很奇怪。
And so for the king of Egypt to say such words, it was probably very difficult to take in for King Josiah.
其实百姓他们自从离开埃及以后，这个神对他们的那个指示非常清楚， 不要再去跟埃及有关系，埃及一直都成为他们的敌人了。
Because it was very clear for his people not to have anything to do with the Egyptians.
但是现在这一次这个埃及王圣人说神与我同在啊。
But now the king of Egypt had said that God is with him.
是神叫我要出去攻打。
That it was God who commanded him to wage war against the Babylonians.
那这个约西亚他那时候圣经并没有说他出去派兵出去抵挡埃及王的时候，他有去求问神或求问先知啊。
And the Bible does not record whether Josiah sought God or sought the prophets.
我们如果把它对照耶利米先知的信息看这一件事情。
And if we compare Josiah's situation with
耶利米先知。
The prophet Jeremiah's situation.
耶利米先知是在约西亚王做王第十三年的时候起来当先知的。
Jeremiah became a prophet in the 31st year of the king's reign.
所以当时候约西亚王的时代，耶利米先知就已经很出名了。
And so at the time, the prophet Jeremiah was already very well known.
那所以其实神早就已经跟耶利米先知讲了，这个埃及王出去要去打巴比伦王会有什么结果。
So God had already prophesied to him the ending of the king of Egypt fighting against Babylon.
我们现在请看耶利米书四十六章。
If we turn to Jeremiah chapter 46.
耶利米书四十六章。
Jeremiah chapter 46.
其实神有神的旨意。
Because God indeed has His will.
但是这个时候的约西亚王他想要干预神。
King Josiah wanted to meddle against God.
他不了解神的旨意，他是觉得说我就是要去打埃及王。
Because at the time he did not recognize God's will and he wanted to fight against the king of Egypt.
我们现在看第二节。
If you look at chapter 46 verse 2.
他说论到关乎埃及王法老尼哥的军队，这军队安宁在伯拉河边的加基米斯，是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒在犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬第四年所打败的。
Verse 2, concerning the army of Pharaoh, Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, in which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, defeated in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah.
那这个约雅敬是约西亚的儿子，是约西亚死了以后，他的儿子第四年，埃及的军队就被巴比伦王打败了。
And Jehoiakim was the son of Josiah, who was defeated by the king Nebuchadnezzar.
所以其实四年以后，这个事情经过了一段时间，就是说这个军队对打仗的事情是持续一段时间的。
And so this warfare happened in the fourth year, and after quite some time.
最后神的信息本来也是已经预言好的，巴比伦王会打败埃及，埃及会全军覆没的。
And the prophecy of God was that the Babylonians would defeat the Egyptians.
你看那个接下去十三节那边也是讲巴比伦一定会得胜了。
And verse 13 says that the Babylonians would be victorious.
那当然，这个巴比伦王第四十六章的十三节以后，他所预言的事情是后来发生在埃及本地的事。
And the events of the king of Babylon occurred later in the land of Egypt.
就是这个巴比伦后来要一直攻，要攻到埃及去的。
What this means was the king of Babylon continued to attack into the land of Egypt.
所以其实那个先知耶利米他早就知道。
And so these events were already known to the prophet Jeremiah.
约西亚王他如果当初会先去求问神呢？
And so if King Josiah had known first to seek God,
他就根本不用自己去打仗，想要去打败埃及王。
He would not have had to wage war against the king of Egypt.
因为神已经准备了巴比伦王要来修理他了。
Because God had already made his will for King Babylon to defeat them.
所以当初的约西亚王他很想要做什么事情，他想要去就是看到埃及王没有把他打败，其实不甘心呢。
And so Josiah really wanted to execute his own will.
但是这个埃及王就跟他说，你不要管，这些事情是出自神的。
But Necho, king of Egypt, told him not to meddle because God had told him to do so.
所以其实今天王他做事，如果是会先求问神的话，他就知道下一步怎么做。
And so if King Josiah had consulted God first, he would have known his next step.
他想要去让埃及王败，不需要他出手。
Because Josiah wanted to defeat Necho, king of Egypt.
但是约西亚他没有。
But
他没有，他不听了。
But Josiah didn't listen.
他坚持用他自己的方法。
And rather he wanted to execute his own will in his own way.
所以我们看回来历代志下三十五章的第二十二节。
So if we turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 35 verse 22.
约西亚他却不肯转去离开他，改装要与他打仗，不听从神借尼哥之口所说的话，便来到米吉多平原征战。
22, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself so that he might fight with him and did not heed the words of Necho.
好，他现在不听神借着尼哥所说的话，所以其实尼哥所讲的话是真的，是神叫他说的。
So Josiah did not heed the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and so the words of Necho were true.
那现在约西亚派大军到了米吉多的平原跟埃及王征战。
So Josiah sent an army to fight against the Egyptians in the valley of Megiddo.
那这个米吉多是在那个加利利湖的西边，就是在以色列地的北边的一个大平原。
And Megiddo was to the north of Jerusalem.
哦，然后在这个地方呢，你看王是改装上阵要去跟埃及打仗。
And at the valley of Megiddo, King Josiah disguised himself to fight against the Egyptians.
他为什么要改装？
Why did King Josiah disguise himself?
当时法老王已经派使者跟这个约西亚王讲，你不要管，你也不要跟我打，我不是要跟你打的。
Because God had already sent messengers to Josiah to tell him not to fight against the Egyptians.
所以其实埃及王一点都没有想要去跟约西亚对抗。
So in actuality, the king of Egypt did not want to wage war against Josiah.
但是他现在改装，他就隐藏他自己王的身份，他就要认为我就是一定要这样做。
But Josiah really wanted to disguise himself and wage war against the Egyptians.
他坚持他自己的想法。
He was very adamant about his own thinking.
哦，他执意要掩饰自己的身份，然后去跟埃及对抗。
And his own will was for him to disguise his identity to fight against the king of Egypt.
那他想要去替神做什么事情？
And Josiah wanted to help God and do God's will.
最后圣经在第三十三节说，弓箭手射中耶西亚王。
And later in verse
22节，二十三节。
In verse 23, it says King Josiah was shot.
哦，这个弓箭手他射箭可能是随便射一支箭而已，他因为不知道，反正也不知道谁是谁啊。
And the archer shot King Josiah, but the archer probably didn't know who King Josiah was.
他也不知道这个人就是王啊。
And he probably did not know that this person was the king.
但是现在因为他执意要跟他们执意要跟埃及对抗嘛。
But because King Josiah chose to fight against the king of Egypt.
所以这个弓箭手无意中的这一支箭就成为审判约西亚王的箭了。
And so this archer shot a random shot and which shot King Josiah.
结果他就受重伤。
And as a result, King Josiah was severely wounded.
最后就死了。
And in the end, he died.
他死的实在是很冤枉。
And the reason of his death was very pitiful.
他当初如果不要坚持他自己的看法，
if at the beginning he was not so adamant with his own thinking,
他如果接受这个埃及法老的这个劝告了，说不要打了，
if he heeded to the warning and the message of the Egyptians to not fight,
这个事情基本上就不会发生了。
For the most part, this event would not have even happened.
他当初如果在做事以前先求问神，
if Josiah had consulted with God before he acted,
先去问一下先知耶利米，
if he would have consulted with the prophet Jeremiah,
那耶利米也一定会跟他说你不要去，
then the prophet Jeremiah would have told him not to fight.
因为神的意思已经很清楚了，
because God's will was already very clear,
你不用做什么事，
that you don't have to do anything.
那如果他能够这样子听从神，听去求问先知啊。
And if King Josiah was able to heed God and consult the prophets,
最后耶利米先知也不用为他写哀歌。
Jeremiah would not have had to write lamentations for him.
现在这个王本来好好的，现在出去战死回来了。
Before the King Josiah did good, but after war he died.
好，现在第二十五节。
And then in verse 25,
耶利米就为耶西亚做哀歌了。
Jeremiah lamented for Josiah.
他说所有歌唱的男女也都唱哀歌，
and
追到约西亚直到今日。
to this day, all the singing men and singing women speak of Josiah in their lamentations.
而且呢，在以色列中还成了定律，这歌载在哀歌书上。
They made it a custom in Israel, and indeed they are written in the laments.
就是，也就是说，每年有一个时间呢，这个众民哈都为耶西亚王啊，觉得很可惜的，很哀伤了。
What this means is that every year, the people would lament for Josiah.
这个王本来可以做得很好，可以做很久的。
Because this king would have been very prosperous and could have reigned for a long time.
但是他就是自以为为神热心，最后结果就是死于非命了。
But he was very fervent for the Lord in his own way, and as a result, he died.
让神本来给他的美好的应许，就他没有办法承受了。
And as a result, he could not bear the perfect will of the Lord for him.
我们如果还记得当初那个先知户勒大跟他说的话。
If we had remembered what the prophetess Huldah said to him,
他说我必使你平平安的归到坟墓里面去。
That God would be with you in peace to the grave.
哦，所以你不会看到你的国家被毁灭那个悲惨的形象，你会得到平安的。
So that you will not see the calamity on your kingdom.
但是最后他竟然无缘无故的哦，平白无端的就死在战场上了。
But in the end, Josiah very pitifully died in battle.
那我们看到说，这个就是真的是叫做悲哀了。
And this shows us that this is very pitiful and very sad.
就差一步而已。
And he missed it by only one step.
差到他会想要坚持他自己的看法。
Because his one mistake was that he wanted to execute his own will.
他以为他这样做是为神热心。
And he assumed that in doing so, it was being fervent towards the Lord.
其实神根本不需要他的热心。
But in actuality, God didn't need his fervency.
神本来就有他的安排。
Because God had already had his will and his plan.
所以今天其实很多事情，我们如果能够真的去听到别人的建议的啊。
So today, if we are able to really listen to others' opinions,
从圣经里面去看到神给我们的信息，
and from the Bible, be able to see God's message for us.
那我们很多事情，我们一定会先祷告求问神。
Then in many circumstances, we would pray and ask the Lord first.
我们不会一直坚持自己认为是对的。
We would not strive to do what we think is right.
因为虽然约西亚他认为他去打埃及是对的啦。
Because even though Josiah thought that him attacking the king of Egypt was right.
因为埃及一直都是成为他们的敌人嘛。
Because from the start of history, Egypt was their enemy.
但是这一次基本上是没有必要，你不需要去打。
But this time there was no purpose for him to fight against Egypt.
如果他会放弃自己的坚持，
if he was able to let go of his own way,
那这个事情就变得很单纯。
Then the situation would be very simple.
所以我们今天有些时候，我们人会有自己的仁义跟血气。
And so sometimes, for us, we may have our own will and our own thinking.
那我们一定要很小心的去处理这样的一个我们的心态。
But we have to approach our own thinking very carefully.
今天主耶稣他在告诉我们要怎样过这个信仰的生活的时候，
When Jesus tells us how we should approach our faith,
他借着他的使徒留下这个信息，在罗马书第八章。
In Romans chapter 8, he says to us.
我们先看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我们先看第五节
，verse
5。罗马书八章五节
，8 verse 5。
因为随从肉体的人就体贴肉体的事情，随从圣灵人就体贴圣灵的事。
Verse 5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit.
第六节说体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安呢。
Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
七节，原来体贴肉体的就是以神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服的。
7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
八节说，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Verse 8. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
今天属肉体或者是体贴肉体跟体贴圣灵差在哪里？
And today, what is the difference between being of the flesh and of the spirit?
体贴肉体就是会坚持自己的看法，我认为这样是才对。
And to be of the flesh is to live according to your own thinking and your own way.
但是其实有时候我们认为对的是不一定的是对，因为从神的角度看，这个就是没有必要。
But often what we assume to be correct is not correct in God's eyes, and we do not have to act in this way.
虽然好像从很多地方去评估都是这样做都是对的。
even though from many circumstances we may think it to be correct.
但其实神的意念高过人的意念呢。
But God's thinking surpasses man's thinking.
你看就约西亚王的事件，其实神已经准备好巴比伦要去打败埃及王了。
And for instance, in the example of Josiah, God had already planned for him to be victorious.
你大可很放心的坐在耶路撒冷当王，你就让埃及大军全部越多越好坐上去吧。
And if he allowed the king of Egypt to go up through his kingdom.
但是他不要，他就是坚持说，我就是要把你挡下来。
But he was very strong-minded and wanted to fight against the king of Egypt.
最后他死了。
And in the end, he died.
耶利米还要来写哀歌。
And Jeremiah had to write lamentations for him.
百姓还要在这样子每一年这个时候来哭哦。
And all the singing men and women had to lament for him every year.
但是我们现在想，如果体贴圣灵了。
But now if we think, if we listen to the Spirit.
体贴圣灵的人就是他什么事情会祷告求神的带领。
This means that in everything we would pray and ask for the guidance of the Spirit.
圣灵一定会让我们明白，带领我们去看到神的更高的旨意。
And the Holy Spirit would allow us to understand and see God's higher will.
那很多事情其实我们人可以变得很轻松。
And in many situations, it would be very easy for us.
神自然的会让他的旨意成全。
Because God would naturally let His will to come to fruition.
我们就照着神所给我们的指示去生活就好了。
And we would live according to God's will.
所以其实体贴圣灵真的就是生命平安啊。
And so to live according to the Spirit, we would receive life and peace.
那神所应许的所有的福气都会临到这样一个愿意顺服圣灵的人身上。
And all the blessings promised by God would be given to those who live according to the Spirit.
所以今天这个王他改装上阵呢，他其实真的没有必要这样做。
And so for King Josiah to disguise his identity, he actually didn't need to do so.
我们可以自己回去再想想看，他为什么要改装
？And we can go home and think about why did he want to disguise his identity.
他也可以用王的身份上去打仗啊。
He could have used his identity as a king to go into war.
但是他为什么不要
？Why did he not do so?
表示说他对这个王，这个埃及王所讲的话，他其实已经心里面已经有底啊。
And it means that he already had a problem with the message spoken by the king of Egypt.
因为那个埃及王是说神与我同在哦。
Because the king of Egypt has said that God is with him.
这件事是神派我来的哦。
And that God has sent me to fight.
所以他其实他要改装的时候，他其实意思说他心里面已经对这个埃及王所讲的话有点动心了。
And so for Josiah to disguise himself means that he had a problem with what the king of Egypt spoke.
但是他就是要坚持他自己的想法。
But King Josiah was very strong-minded about his own thinking.
他信不下去。
And he could not let go of his own will.
坚持的结果就是别人给他写哀歌。
And as a result, people would have to write lamentations for him.
这是何等可惜呢？
And this is very pitiful.
所以我们从这件事情希望我们能够每一个弟兄姐妹都得到教训。
And so from the story, we hope that all the brothers and sisters can receive a teaching.
让我们都能够顺服圣灵。
That we may listen to the Holy Spirit.
不要执意要坚持自己的血气。
To not be strong-minded about our own will.
我们自己的人力可能会遮蔽了我们原本神所要赐给我们的福气跟恩典。
Because our own will may mask the will that God had planned for us.
那这样就太可惜了。
And this would indeed be very pitiful.
愿主耶稣带领我们都能够明白神在我们身上所应该完成的。
May we be able to understand God's will in us.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.